Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday mornings, the Montague Webworks website of the week. And this morning, Patrick from Montague Webworks is here. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Kevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What website are we talking about this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to talk about NPS.gov, which is the website for the National Park Service.
Okay.
And you might wonder why. Today is the anniversary of the bombing at Pearl Harbor.
December 7th.
And, of course, there is a national memorial at Pearl Harbor that's controlled by the National Park Service.
Right.
And there are lots of other national parks, of course. So it's a really great resource for folks that may be looking at tourism, but because of the anniversary, I wanted to highlight the website. But also,
of course,
we brought along a friend of ours today. We brought along Jim, who's a good friend of mine, who was actually a child living in Honolulu at the time of the bombings. Witnessed what happened at Pearl Harbor that day.
Jim, where do you live now?
Well, I live right in Greenfield now.
Oh, okay. But you witnessed the bombings of Pearl Harbor.
Well, I sure did. You know, I was 10 years old, and we lived in a little part of Honolulu, which is called Kaimuki. It's about a mile and a half from Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
But it sits back up a little bit on a hill a little bit. So that morning, my mother was complaining because the Navy's maneuvers were too loud. And I guess Pearl Harbor was being bombed, but we really didn't know it at that moment.
Right.
And we lived probably, you know, 6 or 7 miles from Pearl. Well, we had planned to visit some friends of ours that lived in Aiea Plantation. That's the little hill just behind Pearl. And when you see the movie Tora, Tora, Tora and some of those other movies,
okay,
when the planes come in, they come in right over Aiea. Well, my mother had promised to bring deviled eggs to our friends over there, but she got up late, and my dad says, well, just skip the egg. She says, no, I made a promise. So anyway, we were delayed because she had to finish the deviled eggs. Well, in retrospect, you put the thing together. Had we been on time, we would have been going right by Hickam Field, which is adjacent to Pearl Harbor, right when they started bombing, so who knows what would have happened.
Delayed by deviled eggs.
Saved by the eggs.
Yes, yes, yes. I would imagine so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was 10 years old. My parents, you know, were frightened. I felt no fear at all. We did minus just leaving the house, and because this Aiea Plantation was sort of like in the country,
right,
in those days, my dad had his rifle and I had my BB gun, and we were walking out to our car heading east, walking away from Pearl.
Right.
And, you know, we were being bombed, but we really didn't know it. And the neighbors ran out, and they, you know, went to my dad, and they said, Carl, don't do anything rash. And I said, why? Well, we're being bombed. Well, we turned around, and we looked back at the skies over Pearl, and it was just unbelievable. It just smoke and planes and everything. But that's the first really image that I have in my mind. We walked back to the house, and behind the house there was a rock wall, and we stood up on the rock wall, and we virtually watched the whole thing. We couldn't see the harbor, but we'd see all the skies over the harbor. I never saw so much smoke in my life.
And Jim, how old were you again?
I was 10.
10 years old.
10 years old. And, you know, we had a friend who was a radio announcer, and he said, this is no maneuver, this is the real thing. And that was sort of a classic line. I've forgotten his name. My parents knew him. We were listening to the radio, and we were sure that we would be invaded.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, looking back on it, I think had the Japanese brought an invasion force, they probably could have taken the island, but they didn't.
Jim, I want to thank you for your story this morning.
Well, glad to be here.
NPS.gov.
Right.
National Park Service. Check out the website, folks. If you haven't learned about the memorial at Pearl Harbor, it's a really interesting memorial.
The Arizona Memorial.
It's the USS Arizona, that's correct. And the part of the ship that was... It was destroyed there in Pearl Harbor, and the ship is now submerged.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kind of a glassway that you see down into the water below. But it's frequented every year by, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. But it's a national park that people don't give a lot of thought to. Check out NPS.gov. Great to learn about our national park system. We actually have one of the best national park systems in the entire world, and our country does a great job preserving those national treasures for us to enjoy.
And you can view them all at nps.gov. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week.